Well, I wonder what keeps you up at night. Or who, maybe. It might be Reuben. Or your own young children. But I mean what worries, you know, the kind of worries that prey on your mind, the kind that you can kind of push away during the busyness of the day, but in the sort of wee small hours of the morning, they crowd into your mind, going round and round and have you tossing and turning. Maybe it's stress at work. Maybe it's your finances. Maybe it's your health. Maybe you worry for your children or your grandchildren. Maybe you worry about the big stuff in life, like the various conflicts that are going on in the world at the moment, or any number of the things that we hear about so often on the news. Maybe you're quite a laid-back kind of person, but you know somebody who does have worries. Well, there's some good news for you or for the people that you know who find themselves weighed down by feelings of worry or stress. We heard Jesus say to his followers, his friends, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give you. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not be afraid." That sounds amazing. Who wouldn't want some of that? But I wonder what you think about when you think about that word peace and having peace. We often think of peace as being the absence of something. So peace is having no noise, no fighting, no worry, no fear. But peace isn't just the absence of things like that. The kind of peace that Jesus was talking about with his friends was the presence of something very particular, some very special things. Now, a bit of audience participation is required here. I have a box here. It looks a bit like a gift with its lovely gold wrapping. And in many ways it is. It's a very special gift. And it's got a label on it. This gift is... anybody know what that says? What if I turn it around? Shalom. Shalom's a very, very special kind of word that kind of means peace. But it's the actual presence of lots and lots of different things. Let's have a little look at the kinds of things that that word includes. Which I might need some audience participation again. Mainly, I think I'm going to need someone to come and hold this, because I don't think this table is going to... Thank you, Andrew. There we go. You won't be my... Right. You're my willing assistant. So this box, this word, shalom, has got lots of words inside it. Do you want to pick out a word? So the first word is wholeness. Wholeness. I'm going to put it on there. So shalom means having that sense of feeling whole, that sense of being well, that sense of being everything that you feel called to be, that sense of having perhaps that whole that we can sometimes feel in our lives. And in our hearts, being filled with God's love for us. Do you want to pick out another? Would you like to pick out one? There we go. So Kerry has picked out harmony with one another. And shalom is that sense of being in harmony with our neighbours, having that sort of respect and love for others, and treating people well so that everyone can flourish. And Delilah picked out having harmony with creation. So shalom isn't just about people, it's about the whole of God's creation. And having harmony with our environment, treating it well, treating it with respect and with love. Paulette, would you like to pull one out of the box? Here we go. Oh, and Jamie wants to have a go as well. Yeah. Of course, yes, you can. Oh, there we go. Thank you. That's very, very beautiful. Thank you. Jamie's going to pick one out. Yeah. Anyone? So Paulette pulled out God's presence. Knowing God's shalom, his peace, is about knowing that he is with us wherever we are, whatever we're doing, whoever we are. And Jamie pulled out salvation. Shalom is about knowing God's saving power in our lives to help us and to free us from the things that sort of hold us down, and especially being saved from the things that we do wrong, like we were thinking about earlier on in our service, and knowing that we can have that wonderful relationship with him. There's a few more in here. Would Nana like to pick one out? What have we got? God's rest and security. Shalom is about knowing that calm, that rest that only God can give us, rest for our minds, rest for our souls, and that security of just being settled and content. Who would like to draw one out? Would you like to draw one out? There we go. Thank you. So we have justice. Beryl, would you like to pull one out? There we go. Thank you. Justice and mercy. They often go hand in hand, don't they? Justice. Shalom is about when we uphold justice, when those in our society know justice and equality and equity. And mercy is a bit like forgiveness, but mercy is sort of about not... Is that being spared the consequences, perhaps, of the things when we do something wrong? So about knowing God's mercy for us, but also about showing mercy and justice as well to others. There's one more in the box there. Blessing. God's shalom, his peace, is about knowing his blessing, knowing and being grateful for the good things that he gives us, the things we so often don't deserve, but because of his mercy, he gives them to us. Now, all of those things are wrapped up in that one word, shalom, for peace. So all of these things, mercy, God's presence, his salvation, his justice, his blessing, his rest for our souls, harmony with creation and with one another, and that sense of wholeness, they all are wrapped up in that one word for peace that Jesus used when he said to his disciples, "My peace I give you." Thank you very much, Andrew. You can collapse that and put that down. Just prop it on there. That's lovely. Thank you. So that one word has all those meanings wrapped up in it. And Jesus offered it, he gave it to his disciples, and he gives it to us as well. Now, it's usually used as a greeting, but it's so much more than a greeting. It's a promise, God's promise. So it's a very special, precious word. It is a gift. And when Jesus said to his disciples, "My peace I give you, so do not let your hearts be troubled and do not be afraid," it wasn't a promise that the cause of their fear would simply vanish in a puff of smoke, but it was the promise of the presence of God, the living God, with them in the midst of whatever they were facing in life. And that's the same for us as well. And knowing that changed everything for them, and it can change everything for us as well. So how do we get that peace that Jesus offered? In our first reading, we heard about a lady called Lydia, and she was listening to St. Paul as he told them all about Jesus. And we heard how the Lord opened Lydia's heart to respond to to Paul's message. We can all, at any time, like Lydia did, ask God to open our hearts to him, to Jesus, that we can respond and receive his peace that he offers us. It's one of the gifts, if you like, that knowing his Holy Spirit with us can give us. When Kerry and Will met to think about the baptism today, we talked about the symbols, we've thought about the water, we've thought about the cross. We've had those two symbols already. And at the end of the service, the final symbolic thing that we'll give them is a candle. We'll give Reuben a candle. And when we met, we were thinking about why we give a candle and what it says about the Christian faith. And we remembered how Jesus said he was the light of the world. And we've thought about how a light can guide us and bring us comfort. And that's what Jesus can do for each of us. He can bring us that guidance and comfort. And that is kind of what his peace is, isn't it? That's what peace is. So we can use the candle as well to remind us of the peace that Jesus brings. That peace of mind that means our hearts are not troubled. And Jesus said that he doesn't give the kind of peace that the world gives. The peace that Jesus offers us is peace plus. It's more than the kind of peace that anything in the world can bring us. And that's because that peace that Jesus brings us is that word shalom, with all the things that are wrapped up, not just an absence of worry or stress, but all those things about well-being and wholeness and knowing God's presence. But it's not something that we can keep to ourselves. When Jesus says to his followers, "My peace I give you," I like to think of it a bit like a baton in a relay race. He says to us, "My peace I give to you, now pass it on to someone else so that they can know my peace as well." That's what St. Paul was doing. He passed that message of God's peace on to Lydia and people like her, and she passed it on to others. Do you feel you need a bit of that peace that God can offer us in your lives? Or do you know someone who needs that kind of peace? Well, the peace of Christ is available to us, and we have that good news of his peace to share with others. Amen.